Dr. Manager, Dictionary Report of Consultation on Patient William Horne, H-O-R-N-E. Date of birth, 5-5-1946. Referring physician, Dr. Joshua Rovner, R-O-V-N-E-R. Dear Dr. Rovner, thank you for referring Mr. William Horne for infectious disease evaluation. As you know, a patient was recently hospitalized at Hudson Regional Medical Center, where he was treated for severe cervical radiculopathy subsequent to motor vehicle accident. With cervical spine trauma several years back. Period. New paragraph. Patient underwent cervical spine surgery on May 24th, 2023. Did well postoperatively, however, developed drainage at the site and was readmitted to Hudson Regional Medical Center with headache, fever, and painful swelling of the anterior neck at the site of surgery. Period. Patient underwent decompression, incision, and drainage. Was found to have E. coli infection, which responded favorably to IV antibiotic therapy. Period. New paragraph. At this point, patient is afebrile. No signs of systemic or local infection. Period. He has minimal residual pain and no headaches. There are no new neurological deficits. He's awake, alert, ambulatory. His temperature is 98. His blood pressure is 130 over 70. His pulse is 76. Lungs clear. Heart is 1S2. Abdomen soft. Neck. Anterior cervical fusion. Incision is well healed. There's no residual pain or tenderness. Oral examination is unremarkable. Chest clear, heart S1-S2, abdomen soft, non-tender. Extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema. Neurological examination. Patient moves all extremities. Fairly good strength. And as mentioned, is ambulating without assistance. Period, new paragraph. Impression resolved. E. coli sepsis. Post-op wound. Status post cervical spine fusion C5 through C7. Patient is going to complete six weeks of IV rocephin and will follow up in your office. End of dictation. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACP, end of dictation.